We'll be right back with Joe Holiday.
Sounds good.
CD.
With accordion.
Yes. Judy Fossum.
Accordions are very festive.
Yes.
They are. And so, as you can hear, we have an in-studio guest. Say hello.
Hello. I'm Joe Holiday.
Welcome.
Can you put the microphone a little closer to your mouth, please?
I could try.
That would make me very happy.
Okay.
So, let's see. You recorded a new Holiday song.
I did, because my name is Joe Holiday.
You felt like it was necessary?
And I'm also Jewish, so I had to do the... and a composer, so I had to do the Christmas song.
Absolutely.
Of course. That totally makes sense. Yeah.
So, it's called Almost Christmas, because it's not quite Christmas yet, but...
But the lights are up and the trees are being sold, so it's almost Christmas.
So you can actually play it before Christmas.
Yes. Oh,
it's a hint. Clever. A suggestion, huh?
So I start playing it in like March.
That's a little off.
No, on December 26th you start playing. It's almost Christmas. Only 364 days to go.
It's that good of a tune.
Well, shall we play that and then come back and chat?
So I'm singing and Sherry Chulgen is also singing.
Okay, and I'm ready to go, so let's do it.
There we go.
It's starting off very Christmassy.
Almost Christmas. Presents waiting under the tree.
Santa Claus, getting closer while you're sleeping.
Snow is falling. Quiet is the world as you dream.
Very soon, there'll be Christmas songs to wake you. Wish your wish.
Say your prayer. Feel all the joy. The joy we share. Very soon, when you're grown, you'll have Christmas songs for children of your own. Children of your own. Children. On this Christmas day,
we can talk a little over the jingle bells.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the talking over jingle bell part.
91.3 KSVY Sonoma for wannabe DJs. That's the best I do.
It's snowing in here.
Oh, your CD makes snow.
Bad for the equipment, though, if it snows. So.
Totally bad for the equipment.
I am looking for a gimmick, so if anybody has one, let me know.
A snow machine. Maybe get a reindeer. They're angry little animals, apparently.
Are they?
I've heard that, yeah. I mean, you see them at the malls, and they're very well trained, but on their nature, they're kind of slightly aggressive.
Speaking of reindeers,
mm-hmm.
My dog is from... herds reindeers.
Oh, okay. There was a reason to go into that. I just thought, speaking of reindeers, let's talk about my dog.
I don't know where you find reindeer. They have them at that... There's that dog facility over in Petaluma where if you have a herding dog, they have a herd of really tame sheep, and your dog can go herd them.
They actually don't do that anymore. There was a couple incidents with pit bulls, I think.
You know. Well, you shouldn't have brought a pit. They're not a herd. They're not a herding breed. Anyway.
I think the trainer was a little farsighted or something. And,
I have a question.
Sure.
How do you learn that your dog is capable of herding reindeer?
Funny you should ask.
Thank you.
He's a Finnish Lapphund from Finland.
Okay.
And about a year and a half ago, this breeder kind of went crazy and became a hoarder. She was breeding.
Oh, no.
She was breeding them.
And didn't want to give them up.
Animal
didn't
give
them up. There were 61 of them in cages.
Oh, wow.
A lot of them never left the cages. Oh, so they didn't know how to walk. They were biting. All their teeth were kind of cracked from trying to bite through the cages. And some were just left outside in a little pack. And some were in the house, I think. So anyway.
You're going to give me a happy ending, right? Because I'm getting a sad face.
I'm sorry.
They're very cute.
Oh, they're very cute.
So, is there a white one in there?
There are. Yeah, here.
Yeah, that's what mine looks like.
The people at home can't see the computer screen, so you just got way less interesting.
But you can search them. Lapphund. Finnish Lapphund.
So they're called Lappies, unfortunately. That's their kind of nickname. But anyway, so they were all rescued and taken away, and then somebody raised a bunch of money to take them all to vets and fix them up. And all the you know, like our Pets Lifeline got 5 of them. And they kind of doled them out. And I took one.
Yay.
His name is Jocko.
And then we're going to get to the reindeer part?
Well, that's what they do. In Lapland, they herd reindeers. That's their job. I've been talking to people that live there that have them and to see pictures of them running around the snow with reindeers.
How fun.
It's kind of cool. No, I don't know. Cool. You know, he does. I don't even. I don't think my dog can even herd a piece of meat. You know.
Move.
But if you find some reindeer, you might test it out.
Because
is apparently instinctive. They just do it.
I might go. You say there's reindeers at malls, so I may be able
to. Yeah, that'll go over real well.
Well, you know, I have to do what I can.
Oh, no, I'm picturing the stampede. You're on News at 11. Then I'll say, hey, I know that guy. Chasing after the dog. Chasing after the reindeer.
No.
Chasing after Santa. No.
And an elf.
Too far? Yeah. Oh, man. So what else are you up to?
Well, I'm just...
Did you come from work? Because I see your doggy shirt.
Well, I always have doggies that I take care of.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of at the house right now, kind of waiting for me to get back so they can jump on me. I have Steven, Capone, Roscoe, and Jocko are there waiting for me right now.
Remind me again, is it doggy daycare or is it a doggy stayover place?
It's both. It's doggybnb.com.
Okay.
Not that I'm hawking anything.
Of course.
One small promotion is love.
You're allowed to share it if I asked about
it. That's right. And it's a good, this time of year people are going out of town and need someone to take care of
So it's
pets.
like living, you know. It's like
or even if they come into town.
Come
here, they want to travel with their pet, but they want to go wine tasting, and, you know, you don't want to leave your doggy in the hotel or something.
No hotels
that's
want that
idea.
Either.
Yeah, there's a lot of hotels that don't take dogs, so you know.
So mommy and daddy go to one B&B, and doggy goes to another, everybody has a lovely vacation.
Perfect.
And so they just live at my house with me, so it's not like being in a kennel or anything.
Right,
And then we go to the dog parks, not this week.
Right, it's a little messy out there.
There are people who will have their dogs out there and then complain about them getting dirty. It's like, well, then don't take your dog in the mud.
Exactly.
You know, I walk on the Friar Creek bike path a lot, and there's several dogs that I run across every day that love to just run down into the creek and splash around, and then they come back up. And the owners have no problem with it, so clearly they're not the same people that you're talking about. But I'm always thinking, oh, that's why I'm not a dog person. I couldn't handle them running back up with the mud in the paws and the...
Some people don't like to take their dogs to the dog park. Not because of the mud, just they don't really want them to be around other dogs. It's cold.
Yeah, I've heard that too. That's a little weird too.
Yeah.
I think doggies should have play dates. People do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that. Yeah.
Music-wise, how's your band going?
Well, I've been learning about promotion, I think so. I've been getting a lot of reviews.
Yes, we were talking about marketing last time we were here.
Well, that's all on my mind now. What? Yes.
Did I help at all?
Yes. It made me think about it a lot more. You know. So I'm just kind of figuring out ways to promote it on the internet and, you know,
and
eventually.
Do you have a website for it yet or a Facebook page?
I have the website and Facebook and all that stuff.
Well, why don't you share that? Because we're going to leave the show with your doggy song.
Okay, it's actually not my doggy song. It's
somebody
Sherry Children's doggy song that she wrote for her dog Luna, but I'm playing bass on it.
Okay, all right, perfect.
But it's senightmare.com is the band website.
Okay.
Somebody Else's Nightmare is the name of the band.
And how can people find you for the Doggy B&B?
That is doggybnb.com.
Great.
Perfect.
And then we'll be back next Tuesday morning at 10. Jason and I, Hollywood and West Napa Street on 91.3 FM, KSBY Sonoma. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for always being there when I say, hey, can you be here in 5 minutes?
I'm that kind of guy.
Whether that or the dentist next door. So.
Is that Wong?
I'm not sure what his name is. He's nice, but he's not really an entertainment kind of guy.
All right. Well, thanks, and we'll not see you next week. You'll hear us next week, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good.
Luna, 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 cha-cha-cha. I got a fluffy white dog named Luna. She eats like a hog. That Luna, whenever I'm down, my Luna, yeah, makes me laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Sometimes we go to the park to play there. She'll jump and she'll bark to stay there. But I say, oye, mi Luna, vamos a bailar el cha-cha-cha. Sway to the left, sway. So if you're feeling real down, don't sweat it. If you can't find love, don't fret it. Just get a good pal like Luna, and you'll always have a muchacha. Luna, Luna, whiter than the moon. Wine her and dine her. You want to dance or you want romance? Just ask Luna, Luna, crazy like a Luna, you poco, loco, if you want cha-cha-cha. Okay. There, sitting down, move and get up off your chair and do the 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. It's not so hard, just move your hips, move your feet, do the cha cha cha.
La vida es corta. Thank you.
I'll go out and do the Luna cha-cha-cha. It's not so hard to do the Luna, 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 Luna.